Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
My story.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls have been
but God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave me.
My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance is. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you, my faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God because even though I'm not perfect, my deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Hallelujah.
Didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here, and when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Well, hallelujah. You are listening to You Don't Know My Story by John P. Key. And then, if you feel like telling the Lord, Lord, I thank you, then you just sit down and take out your pen and paper and tell God, write him a dear God letter like Smokey Norfolk, and say, dear God, I just want to thank you. He said, I want to thank you for my life. He said, I haven't always been the best. I haven't always did what was right. But, Lord, I thank you for my life. He said, sometimes he didn't know how he was going to pay his bills. Sometimes
all right.
Not know how he was going to make it out. Sometimes he didn't know, hallelujah, how he was going to even look further. But he said, Lord, when I sum it all up, when I get an opportunity to have a time of reflection, all I want to do is say, Lord, I thank you for my life. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know about you, but this time has been set aside for us to do some reflection. The theme of this segment is a time. A time. You can say a, or you can say oh. I'm a Southern girl, so I'll say oh. A time. But you can say, you know, when you get on the West Coast, you know, we're very intelligent without a verbiage. Amen. So you'll say a time of reflection. But it don't matter if you say R or A. Hallelujah. When you begin to think about God's goodness, when you begin to reflect upon where he's brought you from, you don't have to wait until Thursday to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. If you remember the message on yesterday, hallelujah, the four lepers, they didn't wait until they got in the city. They started praising God for the blessing before they was able to even partake of it. Ah, hallelujah. You got to see yourself. Kurt Carr wrote a song after Katrina. He said, I see you in your future, and it looks better. How many want to thank the Lord for their future today? Don't worry about where you're at right now. Don't worry about your situation and your circumstances, whatever test or trial you're going through today. Don't worry about it. Just say, Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you for this test. I thank you for this trial. I thank you for where I'm at right now. Because guess what? I won't always be in this situation, because this too shall pass. Amen. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Every day the Lord wakes me up, I'm excited, amen, to be in the land of the living. I'm excited to spend a little time with my mother while she's here in California. Hallelujah, she could have been dead and gone. But I thank you, Lord, for my mother. I thank you for my life today. Hallelujah. So we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We greet each and every one of you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're excited about this word this week. And the topic is, Lord, I just want to thank you. So with no further ado, we have a powerful, anointed man of God that have been blazing this trail for a long time. Amen, and he's no stranger to this word. He's no stranger to our Lord and Savior. He's not no stranger to the saints. Amen, he's still ministering. He's still thinking on the things of others more highly than he do himself. He's still dying that he may live. Hallelujah, he's still protecting his anointing. Higher than most higher. Oh, I feel something. Let me leave it alone. I'm going to ask my God, to open up the word of prayer. And the next voice you will hear will be the man of God out of Los Angeles, California, bringing us the bread of life on today. Lord, I just want to thank you. Amen, amen. So we're going to turn you into the capable hands of our sister, our evangelist, our mother, our friend, hallelujah, woman that loved God. And she's going to open up with the word of prayer. This is none other than Sister Corinthian Jones. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Ha. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you said in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us that we give you thanks, Almighty God, that we give you praise, Jesus. And we come to bless you this hour, Almighty God. We come to lift you up, Jesus. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you, Almighty God. For we know that you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are greatly to be praised, Almighty God. We
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We come to lift you up. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you, oh God, for you alone are worthy to be praised. You're greatly to be praised, Almighty God, and we come to bless you this hour, Almighty God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies that are made new to us every morning, Almighty God. It's because of your mercies that we are not consumed, Almighty God, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for another day's journey, Almighty God. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence one more time, God.
All right. We thank you for
how you woke us up this morning, Lord, being clothed in our right minds, Jesus. We say thank you, Almighty God. We say thank you, Almighty God. We want to thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you, Almighty God. We want to glorify you. We want to magnify you, Almighty God. Jesus, Jesus, hey, Jesus, you're worthy to be praised, God, and we bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. God, we ask that you will bless this service, Lord Jesus, on this radio broadcast, Almighty God, that you will bless the hearers, Almighty God. God, I ask that you will bless us not to just be hearers of your word, Almighty God, but doers of your word, Lord. I ask that you will bless us, Lord Jesus, give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you will anoint the man of God, that he would speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Almighty God, that your anointing would come upon him and overtake him, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for giving us this time, Lord Jesus, to come before your presence one more time, God. And I ask that you will pour out your spirit among all flesh, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Let healing go forth today on this line, Almighty God. Let deliverance go forth. Salvation, Almighty God, total restoration, new life in every death situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Make every crooked pathway straight, God, with nothing missing, nothing broken. And God, we'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, oh my God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Well, Dad, I don't know about you all, but I felt almost tired. I mean, I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our life today. Hallelujah. If we didn't have life today, we couldn't accomplish anything because we had a lesson a couple of weeks ago, say, why seek ye the living among the dead? Anything dead need to be buried. If you're alive and you still have the blood running through your veins, you should be able to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank him for nothing else, just thank him for your life, because that's where everything evolves. It evolves with your life. It evolves in your mind. Oh, God, I bless you today. So at this time, we're going to render the rest of this segment over into the capable hands of the anointed man of God. That's none other than Liberal Democrat. Amen. We'd like to receive him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, 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 amen. Somebody said the song, In the Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Then the song goes on and says, tell me who can stand before us when we, hallelujah, call on that great name. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. I just want to sing that just a little bit. Amen. Can y'all hear me? All right. Amen. I'm going to make sure that you guys can hear me. My phone is not on mute. Amen. I got. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow, so we thank and praise God. Amen. Amen. For another opportunity. We are in, amen, the Thanksgiving season. Amen. A time where everyone sit around the table. Amen. And say, what are they thankful for? Amen, amen. And this is something that we are reminded to do, amen, to constantly, amen, think of the goodness of Jesus. When you're sitting around your table right now listening to this broadcast, right, amen, you're sitting in your car, amen, wherever you are at right now, amen, you begin to think of the stuff, amen, that God had got you out of, amen. Hallelujah. We spoke of earlier, amen, to God in earlier weeks about having a bad day survival kit, amen, because, amen, just like good days come, the Bible lets us know that it rains, amen, on the just, amen, and the unjust, amen. The rain don't care how many times you go to church. The rain don't care, amen, to God, what your title is. The rain don't care how much money you make. When you step outside, amen, to God, and it's raining, you gonna get wet. But amen, as a practicing Christian, amen to God, and somebody write that down, because this is the difference between us and regular Christian. A practicing Christian is practicing Bible principles, what the Bible say, right? So when it rains on us, hallelujah, somebody saying hallelujah anyhow. Amen, hallelujah, because as a practicing Christian, amen to God, I'm instructed, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, to go through, amen, with all endurance, amen to God, and praise him on the good days and praise him on the bad days. So if I understand that it rains on the just and the unjust, as a practicing Christian, the Bible tells me, amen to God, I'm supposed to praise him. Amen to God. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Amen to God. I'm supposed to praise him. Amen. Even when your situation look like you shouldn't, I'm, as a practicing Christian now, I'm supposed to praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Hallelujah, somebody. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Somebody said, oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Somebody said, Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Somebody saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Somebody said, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody's giving God a praise right about now. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. 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 I have the victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I have the victory. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just like the song, oh God, who can stand before us? Amen. When we call on that great name, we begin to call on the name of Jesus, amen to God, for those, amen to God, that you change the atmosphere, amen to God, amen, on this line, oh God, hallelujah. You begin to cancel the devil's assignment, amen, realizing, oh God, hallelujah, that when the sons of God went to present themselves, amen, that the spirits came. So, amen to God, we speak to the lurkers, oh God. Amen, we speak to the demons, oh God. We speak to those spirits, amen to God, who again are assigned to this line, to buffet, to send spirit. Oh God, we cancel their assignment in the name of Jesus. Who can stand before us? Ah, hallelujah. When we call in on that great name, we speak it, oh God, in the hospitals. Amen. We release it, oh God. You said, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Amen. We release that liberty on this phone line. So, amen to God. Amen. You on mute. Amen. So we don't hear you. Amen to God. Begin to prepare your spirit. Amen to God for this 21-day fast. Amen. As you consecrating, Lord, amen to God, I'm still shutting doors. Lord, I'm still renouncing. Lord, I'm still, hallelujah, praising you because I'm supposed to praise you. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I'm supposed to praise you, God. So we speak that spirit, oh God, no matter what the saints are going through now, God. We speak to each and every teabag on this phone, oh God. Amen. Somebody's being dipped right now in some hot water spiritually, God, to find out how strong they are, God. Amen. We ask that you go to those spiritual tea bags, God, on this phone line, oh God, that, amen, in the midst of the hot water, God, that they're going through, God, you're teaching them how strong they really are, oh God. Somebody is in, amen, some hot water now. A tea bag is on this line, spiritual tea bags, on this line right now. Lord, the water is real hot, amen to God, but there's a release coming out. Amen to God. And we speak that release into this phone line, God, that them herbs that come out of the tea that changes the water color, God, to a darker because, amen to God, the tea is strong, God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that those that are in that situation right now, God, that they find out, amen, how strong they are, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen to God, that the seasoning begin to come out of their spiritual tea bag and they begin to change the atmosphere in their home, oh God. Amen. That the water changes color, God. Hallelujah. That the atmosphere changes, oh God, because, amen to God, they are strong, oh God. So, Lord, every soul that's on this line that's going through, amen to God, in this holiday season, God, hallelujah, oh God, stir them tea bags, oh God, as we pray, God. Stir them tea bags, God. Amen. Somebody is finding out how strong they are, oh God. Somebody is finding out, oh God, something is being released, like out of that tea bag, the color is changing the water. Amen. Right this second, before they called in, they was feeling a certain kind of way. But God, when you dip them in that water, God, the atmosphere is changing, God. Hallelujah. The dispensation is changing, God. Hallelujah. They called in sick, oh God, but now, God, they feeling a change, amen, of God, in their body, God. They called in depressed, but now, God, oh God, those spiritual tea bags on this phone, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen of God. Amen. The ingredients inside of them that you blessed them with, God, is being released, oh God. And it's changing the color. It's changing the atmosphere. Somebody's saying they receive it right now, God. We are speaking it in this line, oh God. We are speaking it to every single listener, God. Hallelujah. Amen of God. Hallelujah. You are that tea bag. But guess what? When you are put in that water, amen, God is changing. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. He is changing something right now. Somebody is feeling it right now. If you can just give God a wave offering, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for dipping me, God, in that hot water, God. How I'm finding out how strong I am. I'm telling you, thank you in the midst of the hot water, God. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm that tea bag. Oh, God, but the water, the color is changing. Amen. Something is coming out of me right now. Somebody speak it, amen, to God. Speak that affirmation as we are praying this prayer. Something is coming out of me right now. Hallelujah. While you're in the midst of your hot water, while you're in the midst of that hard time, amen, to God, that color of the water is changing. Amen, to God. And even if you need an analogy, somebody that got tea in their house, amen, to God. Amen, to God. I want you to cook you a cup of tea tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen, to God. And put the tea back in the water. And ask the color of the water changes. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. God is showing you, amen to God, what he's going to bring out of you. Amen to God. As you are put in that hot water, oh, bless his name. He said, look at how that tea changes. See, God speaks to us in parables. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen to God. So when you go and you cook that cup of tea and you got the hot water, you take the tea bag and you put it in the cup. Amen. Watch how that water changes from clear to dark. Amen. And it's coming out of the tea bag. The ingredients, the herbs, is coming out of the tea bags. Amen to God. While you are yet in your situation. Hallelujah. Amen. We speak it into your life. Amen to God. That something is coming out of you. Virtue. Amen. It's coming out of you. Hallelujah. Gifts. It's coming out. You speak this in your life. If you're listening right now, amen, we speak that. Just do that today. Amen. We give you that tool. Amen. Make you a cup of tea tonight, tomorrow, in the afternoon, and watch the color of the water change. And God is saying, amen to God, something inside of you, because you are stronger than you think you are, amen to God, when you go in that hot water, amen, the atmosphere is going to change around you. All of a sudden, amen to God, you're going to pray, amen, like you never prayed before. Amen, you're going to fast in this 21-day fast, amen to God, like you never fasted before. Amen, because, Lord, I am supposed to praise you. It don't look like, amen, because I'm in the water, amen. And I want us to talk about that situation, amen to God, because when we are in situations, we say, Lord, why should I praise you, amen to God, in this situation? Amen. So those of us that, amen, got our Bibles, amen, and those listening online, amen, go to BibleGateway.com. Amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. I'm supposed to thank you. I'm supposed to praise you in this hot water. Amen. In this hot water. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to praise you, God. Amen. So we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 5. Very, very familiar story. Amen. We talked about yesterday, amen, while you're getting that, amen, about the lepers. Amen. And they had a situation, a condition affecting the body. And amen. And you that got churches and those of you that got prayer groups that's listening, amen, there are conditions that is affecting the body as we speak. Amen to God. If an individual is hurting, we hurting. Because the body, amen, is connected. Even though it's a different part of the body, amen to God, it affects the body. So these four lepers, amen, were suffering, amen, from a situation. amen to God, a condition that affected the body. Amen to God. So I want you to understand, everybody that's on this line, that's calling in, how spiritually you are connected to us and everyone on here. Amen. I believe I speak for the overseer as well, that when you call in, if you hurting, you are affecting the body, we hurting. Hallelujah. If you going through, amen to God, it's going to affect the atmosphere on the line we're going through. So, amen to God, amen, it's expedient that we get you in a place because, amen, if you affect it, I'm affected. Hallelujah, amen. And those four lepers that we talked about, amen to God, they got together and they said, why sit we here until we die? And we're talking about Thanksgiving today. And I'm speaking to everybody that's on this phone line today, amen to God. You're not suffering by yourself because you are in the body of Christ. Amen. When they're bothering you, they're bothering all of us. When they're talking about you, they're talking about all of us, right? Amen to God. So understand that in the body of Christ, you have a family. Amen to God. But every now and then, the family going to have to go through something. The Bible tells us, amen, that the children of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt and when they were leaving bondage, they had to go through the Red Sea. They had to go through some water. And I'm talking to some teabags right now. Amen. If you are going to get to the other side, if you're going to find out the gifts that's inside of you, amen to God, amen, and all that that's come out of you, God is going to put you through something. But when he's taking you through the water, amen to God, you have to go through with a certain dispensation when you're going through to the other side. Now, when the tea bag is put into the water, amen to God, they tell me that that hot water activates something in the tea bag that makes it, even though it's trapped inside of the bag, it affects the water on the outside. And I'm talking to somebody, you might feel trapped. You might feel, Lord, my finances, I feel trapped. I can't move. Amen to God. Where I'm living at, I feel trapped. I can't move. But, amen, even though you're trapped inside of the tea bag, amen, somehow the ingredients on the inside, hallelujah, begins to affect what's on the outside. I'm talking to somebody, right? Amen to God. So we're talking about, amen, I'm supposed to thank you in the hot water. Hallelujah. This is what I'm supposed to do. So even though you might be a tetley tea or salada or whatever you are, whatever, I'm talking to some spiritual tea bags, amen, and you might be trapped because, Lord, I can't move because of my situation. Lord, I'm sick. I can't move. Lord, my body, I can't move. But even though the tea is trapped inside of the tea bag, when it's placed in that water, somehow the ingredients, amen, changes the whole color of the water. Even though you are sick, you can still affect your atmosphere, amen, of God, by just thanking him and doing a hallelujah anyhow. Even though you don't feel like it, amen, of God, the Bible says in season and out of, oh, hallelujah. So we're going to go there. 2 Kings chapter 5, amen, and God. And he said, well, why are you talking about tea bags? I thought we were talking about Thanksgiving. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. There's a way that practicing Christians is supposed to go through the hot water. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't make sense. Amen. But, amen, you're going to see something, right? Amen. God is saying, like, many of us are going through hot water right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us, like I said, whether you're saved, whether you've been in church years, whatever, it rains on the justice and the unjust, right? So we understand that it's a way that you are supposed to act in the hot water. So I'm gonna read this. Amen. BibleGateway.com, those of you that don't have your Bibles, if you're online, amen, 2 Kings chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 9. Amen. Those of you got your Bibles, amen. 2 Kings, amen, chapter 5 and verse 9. Very familiar story and whatnot. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan seven times. Now, we're talking about some tea bags here, right? And how, as practicing Christians, amen, those that believe what God said, amen, if God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Those kind of folks we're talking to, right? Amen. So verse 10, and Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Hallelujah. So he's telling him to go through the water, and when you go through it, you're going to be clean. And I'm speaking to somebody today, amen of God, as a spiritual teabag. If you go through the hot water, you're going to come out on the other side clean. But as a practicing Christian, when you're going through the hot water, you're supposed to praise him anyhow. Now watch this, verse 11. But Naaman was upset and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out and me and stand and call me by name of the Lord thy God and strike his hands over the place and recover the leper. I thought he was going to lay hands on me. I thought I wasn't going to have to go through nothing. Well, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah, right? Amen, amen. And verse 12, are not Abana and Farfar rivers? I mean, why Jordan, Lord? I'm just saying. I mean, Jordan, everybody know that. They ain't the best river. I'm just saying. Are not Abana and proper and rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in one of them and be clean? So he turned and went in rage. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody saying, Lord, amen to God, why must I go through? Somebody said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Somebody said, there's a cross for everyone, amen, and there is one for me. So he said, what about Abana or Papara? Amen, amen, amen. Why can't I go through like that? Amen. Why can't I go wash in the pool? Why can't I go wash, amen, in the tub or someplace else? And verse 13, and his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then, when he went down and dipped. Now, wait now. I'm going to go back now. So he said, go through that hot water. Now, his son had to tell him that, my father, if the prophet would have said that. Now, I'm speaking to you now, amen to God, and this is a rhema word for somebody. If I would have told you, amen to God, that you're going to be blessed if you do this and blessed if you do that, you would just do it all automatically. But amen to God, but God said, I want you to do something. As a practicing Christian, you're not going to understand why I want you to go through the dirtiest of the waters now. You're not going to understand why I'm asking you to go through the hottest of the waters now. But at the end of the day, if you come on the other side, you shall be blessed. In other words, they say while you're waiting for God to open up a door, somebody says, get your shout on in the hallway. So you are on the other side of the door right now, suffering. Amen to God. You in that hot water going through, suffering. Amen. And God could have put you in any other place. But amen to God, I got you where I want you, because when the tea bag gets heated up, it affects everything in the space where it's at. So amen to God, I got you in that congregation where all the drama going on. I got you in that house where all the drama is going on. I got you at the job where all the drama is going on, because when I begin to activate those ingredients inside your spiritual teabag self, you're going to affect the atmosphere at the job. You're going to affect the atmosphere in your home, around your children. So I'm not going to move you out. I'm not going to pull you out of the situation. Hallelujah. We're talking about thanking God. Lord, I thank you. thank you for not pulling me out. Because if I pull the tea bag out, the tea won't be strong enough. So I got to leave the tea bag in the cup a little longer. I'm talking to somebody. God said, I could pull you out right now of your situation. But amen to God, you would not understand how strong you are if I pull you out right away. So guess what? Amen. Rest in that cup for a little while. Somebody said, I'm just going to stay in the cup for a little while longer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Speak to yourself. I'm going to stay in a cup a little. I'm thanking God for my cup experience, right? I'm thanking God for being in this hot water because it's making me stronger. So, amen. Verse, amen, number 14. And then when he down and dipped himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dipped himself. In other words, didn't sprinkle, but he dipped himself. He went through some stuff. Hallelujah. Somebody right now, amen, feel submerged right now. Lord, I feel I'm surrounded by hot water, Lord. I'm surrounded by it. It's on my left. It's on my right. It's above my head. God, I'm surrounded by hot water. Then he went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God, in the nastiest river in Jordan. And some of y'all saying, Lord, I don't know why I have to go through this, God. Hallelujah. I done been through this before. Why must I go through this? Amen. Somebody been asking themselves, amen, to God, a question. Lord, it's Thanksgiving, and I want to thank you, but I've been going through some stuff, amen, to God. And God is saying, amen, to God, while you are in that cup, hallelujah, I want you to thank me as a practicing Christian. Believe that I'm going to work it out and start thanking me while you're in the cup, because eventually the color of the water is going to change. Eventually, amen to God, the atmosphere in your house is going to change. Eventually, the atmosphere at your job is going to change. Eventually, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Eventually, right? So here we go. Verse, amen, number 14, according to the sayings, he did what the man of God said, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a child, and he was clean. Because he went through something dirty, he came out clean. Now I don't understand nowhere where anybody but God can do that. He can take you through something dirty and make you clean. How many of y'all know about farming? I'm talking parables today. Amen to God. If you want to grow something, you got to go get some manure. And that's the proper word for it. Amen. A lot of y'all feel like y'all going through some manure right now. Amen to God. But I'm going to tell you, if you thank God when you're going through the manure and the stuff and the cow's dung, amen, they tell me, the farmers say, that when you put dung on vegetables and waste on vegetables, it helps it to grow. Amen to God. So, amen to God. So, when we understand, and a lot of us say, Lord, I've been through a lot of dung. Lord, I've been through a lot of cow manure. Lord, I've been through a lot of stuff. But God said, you ought to say, thank you. Amen to God, when you're getting all that dung on you. And thank you, God, when I'm getting all that stuff put on me. Because as a farmer, I understand that the more dung I go through, oh, I'm talking to somebody, right? Amen, the more waste that I go through, amen to God, I'm going to come out on the other side. They tell me that, amen, the plant needs, and we were talking about the seed, a plant needs the dung to grow. Amen to God. So if you're in your church right now and you're going through some stuff, you need the dung to grow. Somebody say, I need the dung to grow. Amen. Don't say that other word. Ha! Thank you, Lord. I need the dung to grow. Amen. I need the waste to grow. Amen. So we are thanking God, amen, for the waste. We are thanking God for the dirt. Amen. Like Naaman, when he was going through that dirty water, amen to God, and going through the nasty river, amen, they tell me after he did what the man of God said and dipped himself seven times in dirt, He came up clean. And I'm speaking that same thing to you. That was a type and that was a shadow. God is saying that you are going through some mess right now. God is saying that you are going through some dung right now. God is saying that you are going through some waste right now. But that's necessary. Hallelujah, for you to grow up, amen, as a plant, as a tree, what you're supposed to be. In order for you, you can ask any farmer, amen to God, that he says, amen to God, yes, I got the water. Yes, I got the sun, but where is the dung at? Amen. If I don't have no dung, this stuff ain't going to come up. Amen. If the seed don't got no dung put on it, it ain't going to be nobody. I need the dung. Oh, somebody said, Lord, I thank God for the dung. Hallelujah. I thank you. Amen, for the waste, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I'm in a thankful spirit because now, God, when I see the dung, I can say like the farmer, I need this dung to grow. Amen. So if I'm going through, Lord, I'm in my house, and I see the dung that I'm going through in my house with the children. You're going through it with your wife and your husband. I'm going through dung. You need that. Oh, glory to grow, right? Amen. So hallelujah. So we thank, somebody say, I thank God for the mess. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we're in a thankful spirit. So I want you right now that's listening to this call, that's getting this revelation about the farmer and the dung, and that he needs to put that on stuff to grow. Begin to thank and praise God for all the dung in your life. Amen. Because God is about to grow a gift inside of you. Amen. God is about to put you through up. You're going to come through the ground. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And although dung was put on you, you're going to grow what you were supposed to be. Amen. Amen to God. So everybody that's got dung on them in their life, amen to God. Lord, amen to God, I've been praying. Lord, I've been saved. Lord, I've been reading. I've been fasting. But the dung keep getting thrown on me, God. The dung keep getting put in my life. But amen to God, thank God for the dung. Because amen to God, after I got the dung on me, oh, bless his name. Amen to God. I'll be able to, amen to God, sing like I'm supposed to sing. Some, I'll be able to lay hands on somebody, amen to God, and they will get healed. Amen. I will be able to speak a word over somebody, and they will get that word. It will become the pass, the decree, and the declare will happen. But I have to go through the dung. Amen. Somebody said, I have to go through the dung. Amen. So when the farmer is looking at the garden and whatnot, and he's going to some Home Depot, and he's walking through Home Depot and whatnot, and he gets all the plant food and all the beautiful stuff to help the plant grow, and he get the sticks to make it grow up a certain way, eventually he cannot leave Home Depot without getting the manure. Where is the manure? If you show me somebody who ain't got no manure in their life, somebody who ain't got no dung, I'll show you somebody who ain't growing. If you show me somebody in their life ain't going through nothing, I'll show you somebody ain't anointed. Amen to God. If you're going through something, oh, bless his holy. Oh, somebody getting this right now. Hallelujah. Somebody said, amen to God. Man of God, I got some dung in my life right now. Amen. That means you are anointed. Amen. God is doing a thing in your life. So he going through aisle number 7, aisle number 2, aisle number 5, buying stuff. Amen. But eventually, he has to have the dung. Amen. So we being thankful today, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank you for the dung, God. I thank you for the Bible stories of telling people that they have to go through dirt. Amen. If they're going to get blessed, I have to go through something dirty to get clean. Somebody be amen to God. They said, Lord, how can that person be anything? They went through that mess. They went through that mess. They went through that mess. But they had to go through their own personal dung experience in order to grow. Amen. So I want you that's listening, amen, to begin to look at your dung differently in your life. Begin to look at your waste differently in your life as we come up on these holidays. And many of us, amen, we look at our conditions, our family conditions, and people around us conditions, and we say, Lord, amen to God, do I have a reason to thank you? I got so much dung in my life. Amen to God. But I already gave you that parable of the farmer. So every time you look around, I want you to change the way you think. Right? Ain't that what the word came from? Change the way you think? Change the way you think. Change the way you see. Amen. Is it half full or half empty? Change that. Amen to God. And just like you're looking at a tea bag, because I'm just giving you some tools today, so when you look at your situation, you will look at it differently. Amen. Take the tea bag and now make some tea tonight and watch the color of that water change. Amen. The longer that that tea bag stays in that hot water, the more and the darker that water becomes. The more dung that gets put on a plant, on a vegetable, on a fruit. Hallelujah, on a fruit. And you got some fruit in you, amen. Come on, somebody. The Bible tells me, amen to God, he gave you a fruit of the Spirit, right? So, amen to God, now that he knows you got fruit on you, God is a wonderful farmer. I don't know about you. We got people who got farms and they don't take care of their gardens. And, amen, we all know people like that, amen to God. Everything dying and whatnot. But God is a good farmer. And God said, I planted fruit in that sister. I planted fruit in that brother. I planted fruit in that young man and that young woman. So now, because I'm a good farmer, I'm going to put some dung on them. Amen. I'm not going to let you give the devil credit. I'm not going to let you say, oh, the devil doing this, the devil doing that. No. The Bible said God is sovereign, right? Amen. Nothing happens without God allowing it to happen or causing it to happen himself, right? So, amen, knowing that God is sovereign, he is that farmer that's allowing that dung to be put on me, or he's causing the dung to be put on me because he put fruit in me. And we know how serious Jesus is about his fruit. Jesus got so mad one day when he was hungry or whatever, and he was walking by a tree, and it didn't have no fruit on it. He cursed. He said, you know what? You ain't never going to have no fruit no more. Hallelujah. He is serious about his fruit. So, amen to God, if he's serious about his fruit, he's going to be that good farmer. If a farmer takes care of his vegetables, what about God taking care of his vegetables, his fruit? Amen. Somebody said, I'm God's fruit. So, amen to God. Next time you find yourself in some dung, hallelujah, in some waste, in some cow manure, amen. You say, amen. I guess God, amen. I, you planted some fruit in me, and it ain't grow yet. So you trying to get it to grow. So you the master farmer. So I said, Lord, thank you for the dung. Somebody said, Lord, I thank you for the dung. Amen. I said, say the dung word. Don't say them other things. Lord, I thank you for the dung. Amen, amen. Some people come in your life with dung on them, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, right? Amen, because you got a gift in you, amen, that's going to come out, but it won't come out unless the dung is put on you. Amen. So we begin to, amen to God, just release that out right now. I want y'all to just receive that. We want this seed to fall on good ground. Amen. Today, amen to God. Hallelujah. Begin to thank God for the dung. Amen. If you got to stand up and just start walking across your room right now, Lord, I thank you for the dung. Now I'm looking at it differently. I was depressed about the dung in my life. I was, amen, downhearted, God. I was mad. I was angry. I was upset at the dung. But now I see what you are doing. Whoa, oh my God, I'm getting happy right now, Lord. I'm trying to contain this thing, Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Ha, oh, but bless his holy name. Hallelujah, amen. I thank you for the dung, Holy Ghost. I thank you for the waste, Holy Ghost. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for, amen, coming to my garden, amen to God, and looking at the fruit that you put in me, because, amen to God, the Bible tells us, amen, that God rejoices over one soul. If he got 99 souls, if one soul comes back, he thanks God for that one. So I praise God for that person on this line that's coming back and said, Lord, now I see what it is. Amen to God, you are birthing something in me. Hallelujah. And for that birth to come forth, you have to put that dirt on me, God. You have to put that dung on me, God. Somebody is praising God right now. Somebody got that revelation right now. Lord, I'm a tea bag. That's why I've been boiling. That's why you ain't pulled me out yet. Amen. If you pulled me out, the water would still be clear. If you pulled me out, the atmosphere wouldn't have changed at all, God. But you left me in there. Even though I'm trapped inside that bag, amen, I'm still able to affect the color of the water. I'm still able to affect the atmosphere. Ah, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. I thank you, Lord. Oh, somebody is thanking him. We're talking about thank you this week, right? Amen. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I'm supposed to thank you. I'm supposed to, amen to God, amen. Naaman, he was supposed to go someplace dirty and come up clean. Amen to God. I'm talking about somebody out there. How many Naamans is on this line right now? Amen to God. And God has got you going through some stuff. Amen to God. You said, Lord, amen, why do I got to go through some stuff? Amen to God. But amen, you have to go because God has a gift. God has a spiritual gift inside of everyone that's on this line. Everyone that's listening to this broadcast has a fruit inside of them. And in order for fruit to grow, amen, you need dung on it. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. That's all right. So hallelujah. So God, I thank you for the dung, and somebody is still praising. We'll give you a few more minutes to praise God for the dung, because I know, amen to God, if you keep on living, you're going to go through some stuff, and some dung going to be slung in your life to help you grow. So begin to thank God for the dung. Amen. Even if you're sitting in your chair and giving God a wave offering, Lord, I thank you for the dung. I thank you for the dirt. I thank you, God. Amen. Because it's necessary for her, my gift. Oh, glory. I thank you for the, oh, come on, somebody. I thank you for the dung. I thank you for the dung. I thank you for the dung. I thank, oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. I know he blessed you, right? But you can't tell it like I can tell it what God has done for me. And I know somebody on this line, amen to God, and I speak it in your life. Once you come out on the other side, just like Naaman, I speak it in your life, you're going through the dirt, you're going through the dung, but you shall come forth clean on the other side, blessed on the other side, and highly favored on the other side. In the name, I speak this in your life, in Jesus' name. And we're going to close here, amen to God. And I want you to just receive those tools. I want you to say, amen, am I a tea bag? Or amen, am I a fruit with some dung on? Whatever one works for you, amen, write those analogies down. Write those parables down. So when you begin to go through some stuff, amen. You say, oh, God, oh, God, this partner, he's trying to burp something out of me. That's why the dung, I got extra dung thrown on me, so I got extra gifts God is trying to burst out of me. Amen. The water is heated extra hot in this tea right now. So, amen to God, he wants some extra, amen to God, color in that water. He wants this tea to be strong because, amen to God, something, amen, I'm going to be able to feed somebody. Amen to God, somebody going to drink the herb. They tell me herbs is cure for sicknesses. Amen. So it's necessary for you to be put in hot water because somebody is assigned to you and they're going to have to eat your words that you're speaking. They're going to have to eat your encouragement. Amen to God. So, amen, you're going to have to go through it first. So, amen to God, you be that tea bag. Amen to God. And you be put in hot water. Amen to God. You be trapped in that bag and whatnot. But, amen, eventually, somebody's going to sip that tea that you've been talking. Somebody's going to sip your testimony. Amen. I've been watching you, brother. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And I know what you're going through. You lost this person. You lost that person. You lost your job. You had a Job experience. But I've been watching you. I've been sipping on your tea from afar. And you still going by saying, amen, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. I've been watching you, sister, from afar. I've been sipping on your tea. Hallelujah. I've been watching you get stronger and stronger. I know what you've been through. But when I sip your tea, it makes me stronger. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know that when you're going through, amen to God, if you go through like a practicing Christian go through, believing that God is working something out, somebody's going to get blessed just because you're going through. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to sip your tea. Amen to God. Like amen to God, they're watching what's going to happen. Paul was in a shipwreck, the Bible tells me. And when he got to the other side, everybody's clothes was wet. And so he put together some sticks and a snake jumped out of the snakes and bit them, a viperous snake, a poison snake. And everybody started looking at Paul. Amen, you've been bit by a snake. How come you ain't dead yet? And everybody around him began to watch to see what's going to happen. The tea, Amen to God. I know the tea is strong, Lord. Amen. I know what you've been through, but I'm watching you to see what you're going to do. Are you going to cuss? Amen. I'm watching you. Are you going to commit suicide? I'm watching you. Amen. Are you going to stop going to church? I'm watching you. Amen. Paul had everybody watching him. What's going to happen? They're waiting for him to die. They're waiting for his hand to fall off or to change color or to get swole up. Amen. You know, some people get swole up when people approach them a certain way. Some people, amen, God, just leave out the church. Amen. Some people just give up. Amen. And commit suicide. Some people just, they're watching Paul and say, what you going to do? You've been bit by a snake. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen, amen. Like the tea bag. Amen. That's why God's making your tea bag so strong, because people are going to sit from you, and they're going to watch you and see how you go through. Hallelujah. Amen to God. This is why it's important as a practicing Christian to go through and tell them thank you, because, amen, I might not just be going through this for myself. I might be going through this for somebody else. I might be going through this for somebody, amen, I ain't even met yet. Somebody that I don't even know that's watching me. Oh, bless his name. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody watching. The Bible said, amen to God, we are living epistles. Amen. Known of all men. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Lord, amen, who am I going through this for? It might not be just for me. Hallelujah. So like Paul, when he got bit, amen to God, the Bible says he shook off the beast. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody at the end of this message is shaking some stuff off. I used to think because I had dung on me that I was cursed. I used to think that I kept going through dung that I was having a bad day. But God is just birthing something inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God I'm able to shake stuff off now. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to say I'm in this tea bag. I'm in this hot water, God. And I wanted him to just yank me out. But amen, I thank and praise God, the longer it stayed in there, the stronger the tea got, and I'm able to serve it to somebody else. Amen to God. So amen to God, I am saying thank you for my circumstance as a practicing Christian. Amen. I know that all things work together for the good. I'm not talking about just a regular Christian. I'm talking about a practicing Christian that believes that God's word is right. Amen. And that before anything fails, that not one tittle of God's word is going to fail. Amen to God. Those are the people I'm talking to today. Amen to God. Lord, I thank you for my trial and my tribulation. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for my uprising and my downsitting. I thank you, Jesus. Amen, for the dung that put them. I thank you, God, for like the Hebrew boys, not snatching them out, but coming in the situation with me. Because if you snatched them out of the fiery furnace, amen to God, they wouldn't have a testimony. But amen to God, while I'm going through, to know that my friend, oh, somebody reminded of Jesus said, I call you my friends. I will come in the situation with you. I might not pull you out right away because you got to grow. I might not pull you right away because the tea not strong enough yet. But while it's sitting in the hot water, guess who's in that hot water with you? Oh, glory, huh? Amen to God. While you, amen to God, getting that dung, understand that you are not the only one that the dung is on top of. God is about to raise up in these last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. They shall dream. They shall see. Oh, come on, see visions. Hallelujah. And that would not have happened unless the dung got on top of it to help birth these things. Amen. There's some gardening going on. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the gardening. We thank God. Lord, I thank you. Somebody tell him, I thank you. Amen. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for that dung. I thank you, God, for everything that I thought was a curse. I find it out that it's like that Home Depot bag of cow manure. Amen to God. Amen. It was necessary for my gift. And Lord, I thank you right now, God. Ha! Hallelujah. Somebody got a praise break right now. Somebody right this second just got a revelation. Somebody right this second in their car just got a rhema word and whatnot and said, oh, that's what's going on. Oh, bless your name, God. That's what's going on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it is, God. That's all. Amen. God doing some gardening again. Amen, amen. And when I find myself in some dung, God is doing some God. Oh, God, you trying to birth something else out of me? Amen. I'm like Jesus saying amen to God. Lord, if it be possible, remove that dung from me, but not my will. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done. If you got a garden, amen. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know again, if you doing it, amen, everything going to be all right. Somebody sing, ah, got a feeling everything going to be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Somebody said, ah, hallelujah. Got a feeling everything going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Somebody said the Holy Ghost, it told me that everything gonna be all right. Somebody said the Holy Ghost, said it told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So be encouraged. Amen, amen. When you're going through, amen. Lord, don't forget to tell him thank you. I'm supposed to thank him. Hallelujah. When I'm going through, I'm supposed to tell him yes. When I'm going through, God, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Amen. And we hope we gave you a tool. Amen. Whether you're going to take the tea bag or whether you're going to take the garden into with the dung, amen. Encourage yourself, amen, when you find yourself in those situations. Amen. And watch what God do. God bless you. Amen. Heaven smile upon you. Amen. We turn it back over. Amen. To our overseer. Amen. To God. Evangelist. Amen. Agent Bernard. That God will continue to bless us. Amen. To God through her vision. Amen. Woman of God is going through some teabag experience as well. Amen. Yes. But watch God. Amen to God. That's that strong tea that you got to buy in the organic stores. That's not that ordinary tea, huh? Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Amen to God, you know, for coming to this line. Amen. I get blessed. Amen. Every time I come here and eat off of this line and amen to God, I get the messages and I'm hearing word. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. God is doing a thing. Somebody need to just change their disposition. Thank God for the dung. Hallelujah. I thank God. And God bless you and have a smile upon you. God bless you. Amen.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You know, I'm hardly ever lost for words, but this is the day I really can't say nothing, but, Lord, I just want to thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
All the messages that the world needs to hear. Oh, you don't know what she is.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Ha. Huh? Hallelujah, anyhow, God.
Today,
that's right.
I tell you, always so in awe when God sent a word like this. This is
hallelujah.
Not a word. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But you could jump and shout of it, but
yes,
you
got
to sit and hear what God. Sometimes we have to hear the message.
That's right.
It's all right to get emotional. It's all right to think on where God's brought you from. But saturate your heart.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
So all you can do is say, Lord, I just want to thank you. That's all.
That's it.
Thank you for making me stronger while I'm in that cup. For making me stronger while I watch that tea dissolve.
Thank you, Lord God,
for the dung. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people treat you like dung.
That's right. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Sometimes your own family members
treat you as dung.
But they don't know that the dung that throw on you it's making you. Hallelujah.
That's right,
it's
Holy Ghost.
It's causing you to be elevated. It's
That's
causing
right.
you to die to
That's
this
right.
flesh. It's causing you to live in Christ. Woo, it's making the priest the same today.
My God. Ha! Hallelujah.
I can't receive it.
Receive it.
But, Lord, I thank you. That's
receive
all
it,
I can say. Hallelujah. Is I thank you, God. You know, we don't have a lot of people online. I know this is Thanksgiving week, and people are traveling and going to their families and flying and on trains and going to sit at the dinner table on Thanksgiving. But
thank
I thank God for this line. I thank God for this tool that he has given us. I thank God for the man of God that's
thank
always
you.
Willing. When he started coming on this line, we knew when he opened up his mouth, he was a preacher. He knew it too. But he came on with the spirit of humility. He didn't come on seeking to preach. He didn't come on seeking to teach. He just came on and listened to the word. Then God said, call on liberal Democrats. He didn't need this platform. He's already in business. He's already a professional. But he came on and he listened because he needed a word. Sometimes we need
That's
a word of encouragement.
That's right.
Sometimes God has us in a place where he wants us to be quiet. He don't want us
to
be around friends. He don't want us to be around family. Hallelujah. The man of God shared with me this morning, say, the prophet is not the prophet isn't sent to be your friend. The prophet is a spokesperson for God. He's sent to deliver word. He's not sent to sit down and break bread with you. He's not sent to sit down and communicate with you. He's sent on an assignment, and that assignment is to send a word. That's what the prophet Elijah did. He sent the word. That's what the prophet did when he told Naaman to go and wash in the Jordan. He was sent on an assignment. He's not sent there to make friends with you.
That's right.
But it's not supposed to be your friend. It's supposed to be a position where, guess what? You receive what thus say the Lord. When the man of God is sent to you to give you a word, it's not for you to for them to make friends with you. It's not for them to call you on your personal cell phone and hold in the conversation with you. It's for him to deliver what thus say the Lord. Now, when they start delivering personal, personal with you, then they become pathetic when they're supposed to be prophetic. Y'all better get it today. A prophet is supposed to be prophetic, sending a prophetic word to you, not a pathetic. And when they get too familiar with you and they get personal with you, then they become pathetic. And then God ain't pleased with them. What happened a couple of weeks ago, I told you all about the young prophet that allowed another prophet to lure him into his home to have supper with him. And God told him, don't go in no house. He said, don't you go in no house. He said, I don't even want you to return the same way you came. But the old prophet came to him and read it in your spare time and told him, say, I'm a prophet too. He said, the Lord told me he was a lying prophet. The Lord has said, because he wanted to see if the young prophet would be obedient. And he said, come into my house and sup with me.
That's
Hallelujah.
What he said.
When he disobeyed God, when he left the old prophet's home, guess what? A lion attacked him.
That's
a lion attacked him and tore him into pieces. Not into pieces. He attacked him and killed him.
My God.
Lied in the road. And the old prophet sent his son to go and get the young prophet's body. And he told him, he gave his sons a command. He said, when I die, bury me in the sepulchre with the young prophet. He said, because he truly was a prophet of God, but he disobeyed God. The prophet is not to be your friend. Liberal Democrat came to do, he was on assignment today to give you a word. Now, after the Lord came, don't ask me for his number, because he didn't come to be friends with you. He came to give a word. Don't ask me for Prophetess Darlene's number. She didn't come to be your friend. She came to say what thus say the Lord. And after
Hallelujah.
Move on.
I'm shaking because I have experienced this on this line, and I ain't scared of the devil. I have
all
given
right.
people a numbers to prophets. Uh-huh. And they took the number. Instead of them counseling with the sheep, they became connected with the sheep. The prophet ain't supposed to be your friend.
That's right.
Be pathetic. Stay in your calling and be pathetic. Elijah didn't mingle with the Shulamite woman. He told her, the prophet said, you don't have a son. She desires a son, but she didn't ask him for a son. And Elijah said, by this time next year, you're going to have a son. And when the
All
son
right.
died, she went to the man of God, and she said, man, she said, I didn't ask you for a son, but you did that. She said, now the boy is dead. And the prophet went right over to her house, laid on top of the lad, and breathed life back into him. The prophet is not sent to be your friend. Hear me to say, when he becomes your friend and he get common and familiar with you, then he turns the prophetic message into a pathetic message. And I say that. And that's a message for another day, because liberal Democrats have already preached the word. And those of you that tune in late, go back into the archives, because we ain't got time to go over the message today. Go back into the archives. This was a message.
Thank you, Jesus.
This was not a pathetic message. It was a prophetic message, and it was a message for us to get our house in order. This is almost out. Hallelujah. I'm going to Lady Rosalind Morris right now. Amen. Then I'm going to go to Pastor McCullough, and then I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis, and then I see the man of God that was with us on yesterday for the first time. I'm going to go in that order. God bless you. Your mics are open. Hallelujah, Lady Morris.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bernard and man of God, Democrat, I can truly say that I've been blessed as always. This is certainly a time of refreshing. And I would side myself as the tea bag with the dawn on top of it.
Yes.
But one thing I know about it is that God is working in me, and anointing doesn't come unless we are pressed.
All right.
So I thank God for that word on today, because we have to constantly be reminded of what is really going on in the spirit realm, because too often we look from our natural perspective and we miss it and we get in the flesh, and as you were talking about, our emotions. So I praise God for such a sober, such a timely word. I thank God for this radio talk show, because I always get a word. I always, my spirit is always blessed, refreshed, and enlightened. I haven't been disappointed yet, and I don't expect to, because
I know that
you all are people of God that seek God, and you have a right now word. So God bless you all. Truly, I've enjoyed it as always.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
God. Well, we thank God for Lady Rosalind. I tell you, I just want to throw out here, on December the 6th, we're doing a telethon. You're going to be able to hear some of these men and women of God. We're asking you to make a sacrifice for 6 hours. If you're not able to be on the entire time, just come on when you're able to be on and be blessed with the word. This word today has sent to me. I don't know about you all. But guess what? Hallelujah. I feel like the man of God said yesterday, he said, many things have been spoken in my life. He said, but I haven't seen them come to pass. Baby, if you continue to wait on God,
you're going to do what's needed.
Amen. Right. Pastor McCullough, God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lady Morris. Pastor McCullough? Amen. She might have a phone on mute. So we're going to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Praise him.
I'm trying to get it together here, just to say a couple words.
First of all,
I want to say I thank God for yesterday. I was so fired up that I couldn't even eat. I had to put my food away. So I said, they must be praying already.
Ah.
To God be the glory. So
all
I
right,
thank him. Hallelujah. I thank God because, you know, Sister Girl don't put a plate away. So she's going to have to start putting a whole lot of plates away because it's a new day coming.
All
and
right.
To get to the other side, we got to let some things go. And we got to drop some things. So I thank God that I didn't have an appetite. I was so fired up that I couldn't even calm down. I was looking at TV, and I don't know what
God.
They were saying. I don't even know what was going on. I said, oh, boy, I'm not here. And I just couldn't calm down, and I was talking to some people, and I said, what's going on, God? They not moving. What's going on? They at the same place. What? It's like I feel like I'm in Twilight Zone, if I must say. Or I feel like I can't explain it. I just feel like certain people, it's like, I said, is it me, God? Is it them? It seems like I'm out of space right now. I don't know how to put So I thank God
an overdose
of
the Holy Ghost.
The broadcast, because what I thought was dead came back to life in reference to a good thing, how the spiritual man used to be stirred up in me, how I used to have visions and dreams, and to God be the glory, they're coming back. So I thank God for this broadcast.
Right.
Pastor Bernard, I thank God for you, great woman of God, and I just want to say that I thank God you that expensive tea. You ain't that dollar tea. So I just thank God for what God is doing in you. Thank God for where he has brought you from, and I thank God for the atmosphere being set from much prayer. I can even feel Sister Ruby, even though she's not on the line. I can feel her in the spiritual realm. I miss her, and I just thank God for her encouragement and her words that she gives us.
Yes,
and I thank God for, and I'm just going to try to bring it on in now. I think because I can go all day, but I thank God when I thank God.
All right.
And I think over my soul cries out hallelujah. And I'm getting to you, man of God, great man of God. I'm getting to you in a minute. I won't say what I thank God for this service on today. I thank God for you, Lady Mars, because you have been encouragement to this broadcast. You have gave encouraging words. Thank God for your prayer last week. Such a powerful, powerful prayer that you gave. And I just thank God for each and every listener. I even thank God for the new caller on yesterday, because you stirred up some things in me. It makes you stay ready. So I thank God for this broadcast that y'all pushed me, that y'all pulled me, that y'all encouraged me. And it was an honor to even be in the presence of y'all, you know, spiritually. But it was an extra honor to tag team yesterday. It was a blessing. And I was thanking God. I said, not with the great woman of God. I said, how did that happen, God? But God knows what he wants to do. And I just said, when you say yes, you don't know what you're saying yes to the Lord. And I said, no more no, God. Yes to you all the way. So I'm letting him have his way. So I thank God for that. But I really, truly thank God for the word. As you were talking, I had got a revelation of these trees connected together. And
yes,
it was
God.
One root. But it was different trees, and one was a peach tree, and the peaches looked so pretty, and I was listening to you, and I was saying, oh, they look so pretty, and I said, what does that mean, they're all together, and he said, that's how the body of Christ got to come together, and when one come up, the other has to come up, and we are connected more than we know, and that God wants to do some fruit, bring some fruit out of us, and we have to connect with one another, because, see, nobody can have a dead piece of fruit. We all have to come together as one.
Come
pray
on,
for one,
God.
Encourage one, and fast for one, and lift each other up that we can come together as one body. Because, see, the tree was not broken. The tree was not, my God, I'm going to leave that alone. But nevertheless, that's the vision I got while you were talking. And so I thank God, because I said, am I a tea bag? Oh, no, I got done. I said, I think I'm going to use both of those analogies. So I thank God for analogies and the tools that you gave. I thank God for when you speak a word, you're speaking a prophetic word. You're encouraging us. You're lifting us up. So I just want to encourage you, great man of God, tell you to continue to go forth in God, continue prophesying over people.
God.
When you get up in the morning, I see why the enemy's mad at you, because you're speaking with power. And I thank God for your prayer. that you knew us. And the woman of God that prayed today, I thank God because I felt the anointing on that prayer.
Right.
She wasn't just praying, she was praying. And so I thank God for her prayers also. And I just thank God for this line. And I'm just telling you, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. And God
wonderful,
bless
Jesus.
Great man of God. Keep on preaching and teaching the word. And I thank God you've been my strength on today. You've been encouragement. And Pastor Bernard, you said something that happened to me on today, and I said, well, what's that about, God? And he said, sometimes you got to be alone. God bless.
Thank
all right,
you,
Holy
Jesus.
Ghost.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Wonderful
bless
Jesus.
Prophetess Darlene is going to be one of our speakers in this telethon. Y'all don't want to miss this telethon. Hallelujah.
Right.
We ain't begging for no money. We ain't begging
that's
for
right.
no money. We begging and beseeching you to draw closer to God. We asking you to get a relationship with
that's
God
right.
this year. Not a religion, a relationship. God is interested in relationships, not religion. And Lady
that's
Morris
right.
said that last week. That's what it's about, relationship with God. And so we want, this telephone is going to encourage you, and it's also going to show you, it's going to give you tools on how to have an effective relationship with God. You don't
that's right.
want to miss it. We're not going to be TBN asking you to call in and pledge $100, but if the Lord touch your heart to pledge something, that's okay. But we're not going to ask you to pledge nothing. But we are going
hallelujah.
To ask you to
hallelujah.
Pledge to God.
Yes, God.
Pledge to God next year and make a vow that
right.
you are going to stay on your assignment. And we
yes,
all
God.
Have an assignment.
That's right.
Whatever that assignment is, when we cross over into this new year, you're gonna be able to know what your assignment is. And if you stay focused on your assignment and don't be concerned about Prophetess Darlene's assignment, stay focused on yours, but Prophetess Darlene and the rest of us, that we'll stay focused on our assignment next year. Because
yes.
we want to be able to impact souls. Hallelujah. Not
that's
dollars,
right.
not houses,
that's
not
right.
land, but
that's
souls.
Right.
And once we impact and affect souls, God gonna meet every need in our life. Because huh? this is about
I'm
God's
that.
Business. Let me go
I'm
back to
that,
Pastor McCullough. And after her, we're going to go to Sister Corinthian Jones. Pastor McCullough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you available?
Yes.
God bless you, woman of God. This is a great woman of God. She pastors here in the city of Stockton. Pastor McCullough, I want you to know I didn't get your mail until yesterday. I don't go to my P.O. box, and I just got your mail on yesterday, and I was visiting my sister Sunday because my mother's here from New Orleans. So I want you to know I'm going to make it up to you. I just got the mail, but God bless you. I'm sure you had a beautiful time at your fellowship on Sunday evening. So God bless you, Pastor Lloyd.
Praise God. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you have any comments for today, Pastor McCullough?
I'm in the hot water.
Oh, you're in the hot water, so you can't talk. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we will continue to lift you up in prayer, Pastor McCullough.
Yes, and I praise God for the word and that he's with us, and the message was very appropriate, and I was just sitting here listening and getting fed and rested because I've been moving. And that is very, very challenging. So,
yes,
God. I've been chewing more than I can handle, and so these past 2 weeks. But God is helping me through, and we're going to do our project in the spring, the evangelism. So we're going to be praying that God will give us people and churches who will help us. And then at the end of those the month of you know, getting the orders and wearing the caps and T-shirts, we want to do a great event that will, together with other churches, that will save souls, get kids and young people, and have a great big soul-winning rally. So please pray for that project, because we know that Jesus is coming soon.
That's
and
right.
We want to get many people, and it's only one body of Christ, so when we all come together, as many as possible, to do an event that's going to impact young people's lives. So we just hope that God will give us a date and a time when we can go forth on that particular project. So pray for us. And we know
Thank
that each doing all it can, but when we come together as a body, we can do more for the Lord as a you know, in unity. It don't matter what our name is.
Yes, God.
You know, the key is that we are all a part of each other, and we've got to get those, rescue some lives, snatch some people's souls from the mouth of hell. So that's what we want to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 2014 now, in the springtime. All right. So pray that God will give us the time and the people, you know, where we can get together and do this thing. So
thank you, Lord.
Praise God for all of you. And Sister Adrian, you are doing a fantastic job, and we just appreciate and love your ministry, your daily ministry. And so we appreciate all the hard work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor McCullough. God bless you.
Thank you.
First, God, to all whom honor due, I so greatly appreciate God for the word today. I thank God because I, too, am in the hot water.
My love. That's right.
You in the water, though, the devil try to make you feel like you a victim, but I thank God today because I am not a victim. I am a victor. And I thank God that I overcome by the words of my testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. I thank God because some days I might be down, but I'm not going to be down always. I'm like a basketball. I'm going to bounce back. And I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And my soul shall make a difference, Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I'm thankful today. I appreciate God for who he is and who he's been in my life. I thank and appreciate God for being the lover and the keeper of my soul. I thank and appreciate God for his word today. God's word will not turn back to him void, but his word will accomplish that what he sent for it to do. And I thank God for his word. I thank God because it's his word that's been keeping me down through the years. God's word has kept me. Even when some days I didn't even know how I was going to make it, how I was going to make it through,
I thank God
it was his word that kept me. I thank God for the helmet of salvation because it protected my mind and it protected me from losing my mind. It kept me in my mind. I thank God for the helmet of salvation. I thank God for the breastplate of righteousness, because whenever bitterness would try to get into my heart,
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I thank and appreciate God for that. I thank God for my loins being girded up with truth, because my loins being girded up with the truth, being with the word of God, it kept me down through the years. I thank God for my feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Whenever my feet want to go to places that I shouldn't go and to get into things that I shouldn't get into, I thank God because God kept my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I thank and appreciate God for the shield of faith. The shield of faith quenched all the fiery darts. Every time the devil would throw a fiery dart at me to take me out, I thank God because the shield of faith was blocking those fiery darts. I'm still standing today by the grace of God. I thank God for the sword of the Spirit. It is his word. The word of God. Ain't nothing like the word of God, and I appreciate God for his word. I thank God for the prayers of the saints, the faithful prayers of the righteous man. They avail as much. I thank God for the men and women of God for their prayers. And I thank and appreciate God for the fasting and the praying that went up before my family this year. I thank and appreciate God for God has kept us. Even when the devil was trying to take us out, God, he protected us and he kept us. And I'm thankful for I thank and appreciate God how I one day about a couple of months ago, I didn't even know how I was going to pay my bills. I had some bills due. I had a PG&E 48-hour notice on my PG&E bill. I had a notice that they were saying they was going to repo my car. I didn't know how I was going to pay my homeowner's insurance. I didn't even know how I was going to pay the taxes on my house. But God came in and he made a way out of the way. I told God, I said, God,
right.
I need a mission. I need you to do something for me. God, you said to old no man, and I got all these bills. I don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, God. Not what I'm going to do, but God, I don't know
That's
what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. But I'm going to look, I'm waiting on you to do something. The very next day, I could hear the Spirit of the Lord say, check your account. I checked my account. I had $2,000 in my account, enough to pay every bill I needed to be paid. You can
Wonderful
be
Jesus.
God-given no matter how hard you try. It's better for God to owe you than you to owe him. So you might as well
That's
come up
right.
with it. And God was due him. All glory and honor is due him. And one thing I have learned is that your praise will fight for you. So you might as well keep on praying. There ain't no reason if you're sitting up crying, being sad and oppressed and depressed. You might as well give him the fruit of your lips and bless him. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And I thank God because I got a prayer today. I don't have no fast. I don't have no sad story to tell. I got a spirit of thankfulness, and I got a spirit of praise, and I will bless him in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. All right. All right.
That was a testimony there. You better watch God.
All right.
I tell you, man of God, you have really encouraged my heart today, and I pray that everyone that did not hear this message today, that they will, we would have more people go into the archives. This was an encouraging word from God. And we just thank you, man of God, for your support. We thank you for your participation. We thank you for the God in you. So we're going to go. I'm going to go to Brother Clarence that was on the line yesterday. He was on the line early today. He was on maybe about 10 minutes before the broadcast was scheduled to air. So we're going to go to Brother Clarence and just get a remark or have him say something today.
God bless you, Brother Clarence. Hallelujah.
Well, my word is very simple and small. God is good, and I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I pretty much see why I'm going through so much, but that's all I have to say.
Yes, God. That's right. Yes. Amen. I see that. Yes. Amen. 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 Magnify the Lord with me. We make him bigger than anything that we're going through in our life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What we clocked in on?
Amen, amen.
Just a moment.
All right, amen. So we thank and praise God. Amen. Woman of God, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here, Liberal Democrat. Well, God
bless
you, Brother Clarence.
Thank you.
Amen. We appreciate you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're going back to the man of God and let him have his final remarks. God, I tell you this thing that, woo, Lord, I feel like Prophet Darlene right now.
All right, Holy Ghost.
This is to mess me up today. I tell you, I just want to get in the corner. And if I didn't have anything else to do, I would just cry out to the Lord and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
He's worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy.
Thank you, God, for giving me the strength to bear them. Hallelujah.
Mm.
God gives the strength to bear these crosses.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
God gives the sand that comes. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I bless him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're going back to Liberal Democrat. God bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. We still standing, right? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The brother sang that song, you know, when you've done all to stand, stand, right? Amen. So, amen to God. We hope that you will use those tools, amen to God. And when you find yourself in situations, amen, understand that God is doing a thing. Amen. If all things work together for the good, amen, to them that love the Lord, amen. If you believe that as a practicing Christian, amen to God, not just somebody to say, I believe in God, but you are practicing what he said. You are actually believing what he said. You are receiving the gifts, amen, of what he said. Amen. If you suffer with them, you're going to be blessed with them, right? Amen. And we are instructed, amen, to God, to suffer with them and to be blessed with them. Amen. And he said, I would that you prosper even as your soul shall prosper. Amen to God. So we thank and praise God for those that tuned in, those that will be tuning in. Amen to God. We understand, amen to God, this is a Thanksgiving season. Amen. Hallelujah. And the name of this broadcast, amen, is a time of reflection. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. So we would that, amen to God, amen, you just continue, amen. Like I talk about the Bad Day Survival Kit. You know, like you got the, amen, those kits and whatnot, get ready for hurricanes and tornadoes and whatnot. And you put stuff in kits like flashlights and emergency kits. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we want you to, amen, to put in your kit. Amen. We gave you another two, amen to God. Amen. When you're going through and that bad day takes you and catches you off guard, amen, amen, keep a journal of what God has brought you out of. Amen. And I'm talking about stuff that you don't talk about on this line and stuff that you ain't even tell friends that God got you out of. But, amen, every now and then you got to look back in your life and say, Lord, nobody but you got me out of that. Amen. I went through something crazy and came out clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I don't look like what I've been through. There are several people on this phone line right now that have been going through some things, right? But they're going through as practicing Christians. They're not making themselves victims. Amen. But they said they're victorious, right? Amen to God. So, amen to God. You'd be surprised how many people are going through the same thing that you are going through, but they're going through as a practicing Christian. Amen. We said, Lord, I just believe that, amen to God, all things work together for the good. So I'm going to thank you. Amen. Amen. So every time you take a sip of tea, amen, you remember, amen to God, that the longer you leave that tea bag in that water, the stronger that tea going to get. And then the person that sips it, amen, gets healed because of healing virtues in those herbs, right? Amen. So when you go through, you blessing somebody else. Just remember that. It's not just about you. Amen to God. I know it's kind of like, Lord, why are you going to do that to me? You're going to do this to me, but somebody else going to get blessed from it? You know, but that's how God works. We all connected one to another. So amen to God. With our heads bowed, Lord, we want to just remember, amen, the saints of God, those that are tuning in, Lord, right now. Amen. We ask that you continue to cover the line. Amen. Those that are listening right now, God, those that will listen later on, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Those that are going through right this second and they found themselves, amen, on the coming up of this holiday, God, that they found themselves, amen, going through some dung, oh, God. Amen. But let them know, God, that you are just nurturing the fruit, amen, that's in them, amen, to God. So when they come up out of this season, amen, they're going to have some virtues, amen. Somebody's going to be able to prophesy, amen to God, when they get on the other side of this. Somebody's going to, amen to God, have dreams. Somebody's going to, amen to God, and we speak this into their life, those that's listening right this second. Amen, we speak it into your life right now, amen to God. Amen, when God gets through with you, amen, like the song say, you shall come forth as pure gold. We cover the overseer, amen, evangelist Bernard, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, that she has to feed us, amen. She has to cover this line. She has to intercede for us, amen, amen, that God would continue to bless us over this line, amen. So her tea bag has got to go through some extra hot water. So, amen to God. We pray, amen to God, for the overseer of this line, oh, God. Hallelujah, amen to God, that when the water get bittersweet, oh, God, amen, and the tea gets strong, oh, God, hallelujah, that, amen to God, that no backlash, no retaliation, amen, will affect the woman of God. Amen, of God, but she will be a blessing, amen, to the people of God. And keep this line open, oh God, that you will cover this line and bless those computers, oh God, those that are listening on their computers, amen. Let them have this rhema word, that something that they're going through right now, God, let this word, amen, change the atmosphere. We speak it in their life right now that the color of the water is changing because they're getting stronger right now. Amen to God. So we're just going to give you a few minutes before we, amen, close out. Amen. Begin to speak life over yourself. Amen to God, that you're getting stronger in the name of Jesus. Amen to God, I'm getting stronger. Amen, I'm going through because God is about to birth something in me. Amen to God, hallelujah. God is about to birth something in me. We speak that in your life right now. If you got to just wave your hand and say it, God is about to birth something in me. I'm in travail right now, God. Hallelujah. I don't know what month it is. It might be the first trimester. It might be the second. Amen to God. But Lord, you are birthing a thing in me. Amen, God, and I thank you for it, God, for choosing me, because many people are barren. Many people have not gifts in a congregation. Many people have not gifts in their prayer lives. Many people have not gifts, but you, God, are birthing, oh, hallelujah, something in me. I thank you for the dung. I thank you, amen, for this tea going through this hot water experience, God. I thank you for it, oh God. Hallelujah. You are birthing something. So many people are barren. But, Lord, I thank you for the trials. Lord, I thank you for the test, oh God. I thank you, God. Amen, oh God, how it burns me, oh God. Hallelujah, amen. It's not comfortable, oh God, right now. While I'm in the hot water, it's not comfortable, God, being covered in mess, God. But, oh God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. You said, oh God, when the praises go up in the song, amen. Hallelujah, the blessings come down, God. I receive that, and I believe it in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to thank you for all this mess I'm in. Oh, somebody is walking right. Hallelujah. I'm thanking you, God, for the situation. It's uncomfortable. Amen. Somebody said, Lord, it's uncomfortable, but I thank you, God. It's uncomfortable, Jesus. I'm sick in my body, somebody said. It's uncomfortable, but Lord, I thank you, God. Somebody said, it's uncomfortable, my finances, but Lord, I thank you, God. Somebody said, Lord, the congregation you got me in, I'm uncomfortable, but Lord, I thank you, God, because you are about to birth something in me that's going to change my atmosphere. Amen. We speak over my house. Amen to God. We speak over the churches, God. We speak over those that are assigned to you that you don't even know that they're stalking you. They're watching you. They're watching you coming in and going out. They're watching you. Amen. You are their Bible. Amen. They are reading you. They're not reading their Bible. They are reading you. We pray, amen to God, that, Lord, as they turn them pages, amen, on tomorrow and the next day, that they will read something from the people on this line, God. Amen to God. And amen, they might not even tell them that they are reading them. Amen. But amen to God, they are assigned to them, God. Amen to God, to watch them. Amen. So that their life can be changed. Amen. We speak this prayer right now, God, that you go out over that phone, you go out over that computer, God. Amen to God. And those that are watching, God, even the lurkers, God, hallelujah, God, that you would change their life. The song said, I went to the church one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me, God. Asking, God, that something get a hold of the lurker when they call in just to channel surf. Amen. That they will hear something, God. Amen. And it will change their atmosphere, God. Somebody, amen to God, that was just listening, amen to God, and wasn't, amen, thinking they were going to get blessed. Amen to God. Those that are watching them right now, God, I speak in their life. They are interceding, and they don't even know it, God, by just living a certain way, God. We speak over their life, oh God. Somebody in their congregation is watching them. Somebody on their job is watching them, God. Somebody on their street in their grocery store is watching them, God, and they are being a witness, and they don't even know it. That person that is assigned to them, God, I cover them right now, God, from this prayer, God, that teabag, amen, that person that's going through, oh, God, that they don't look like what they've been through. I give them, oh, God, that right now affirmation, God. Amen to God. You said, oh, God, when we fast, amen, you said, wash our faces, God. So folk can't tell, amen, a God, that they will still see that we are still blessed, even though we are going through, God. Give them strength, oh, God. Those that are going through right now, God, lift them up. Cover them, God. From this prayer, God, let them know that they are no longer fighting by themselves, oh, God. But when they come on this line, God, that some prayer warriors are touching and agreeing with them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that no devil, no curse, nobody speaking word over them shall prosper. Hallelujah. But God is covering them right now, and God is using them as a testimony. Somebody said, Lord, I thank you for a testimony. Somebody is assigned to you, and you won't even know who they are. Some people you will never meet that's assigned to you, but they're assigned to watch your life, amen to God, and watch you go through what you go through. And we speak this prayer right now, amen to God, that those who might watch you in your church, those that might watch you, amen to God, when you hang up this phone, your children, amen, the unsanctified husband is sanctified by the wife, and the sanctified wife is sanctified by the husband, God. Those that are just watching us, amen to God, those that are assigned to us, oh God, the children, amen to God, the friends, the family, God, that's not accepted in their own home, God. You said a prophet is not accepted in their own home, but God, those that are assigned, God, go in that home, God. Go in that hospital. Go in that prison, God. Go into that conversation. Hallelujah. That they remember something that that person said, God. That they remember something that they saw. Amen to God. And that they will be encouraged, amen, by these people of God that's on this phone line, that's on this call, Lord, amen, and listening right now, whoever they are, they might be listening tomorrow, they might be listening hours from now, they might be listening right this second, but we speak it in their life, oh God, amen, 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 that those that are assigned to them, and they might not even think, amen to God, they got a position, but amen to God, that amen, they are, amen, confessing you, God, and as a practicing Christian, amen to God, they are instructed to live, amen to God, according to you, God, that somebody, amen, will look at their life and say, you know what, I know what they went through, and if they can serve God going through all of that, I got to, amen to God, find out who this Jesus is. I got to find out, amen to God, what Bible he reading. I got to find out, amen to God, what God will take a person through that stuff and still allow them not to kill themselves. Still allow them, amen to God, to have a smile on their face. Amen. What kind of God is this? Amen. And this is who we serve, God. And we speak that over those that are assigned to us, that they will come up to us like they came up to Philip. Amen, when he was going in that chariot. And they will ask them, understandest thou what thou readest. We'll walk down the street, and they'll ask us to pray for them. When we walk down the street, they ask us to give them a word, oh God. We'll walk down the street, and these gifts that's being birthed in us, we're going to begin to use, oh God. Hallelujah. We're going to begin to use them in our congregation, in our conversations, amen, and in our life. We speak this, and we release it in this phone. In Jesus' name, that, amen, though I'm going through my dung experience, amen, and though I'm going through my tea experience, amen, as a practicing Christian, amen, I know that all things work together for the good, and I'm going to tell them thank you. Somebody just wave your hand right now and give God a wave offering. You ain't got to give up no money, but give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. Say, Lord, I thank you for my dung. Ah! I thank you, amen, 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 for my hot water tea experience. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. This ain't for nobody but me. We can say this is for us. You know what dung you going through. You ain't got to speak it on this line, but understand that you going through it because God is birthing something in you. God bless you, amen, and God, and those that are assigned to you have been sealed from this prayer in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, that was the word today. Don't forget tonight, this evening, to to take a cup of water,
yes,
and
God,
let it steaming hot and put,
yes,
your
God,
teeth in it as,
right,
liberal Democrats,
right,
preach, and watch,
right,
how it dissolves. Watch how the colors change. He's
watch
already
it
told what to do.
That's
and
right,
say, Lord God, let me become like this tea bag. Amen.
Amen.
We're so happy. We see Prophet Davis on the line. Let me open up the line. We just want to acknowledge the man of God. We certainly miss him. We know he's in a new season. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you. How are you today?
Amen.
We're
amen.
Doing
God bless
wonderful.
You.
We miss you, man of God.
Well, God has had me busy. He's had me on a new schedule. God is doing some great things in my life. He's doing some different things in my life.
Yes,
he's doing
God.
Some real estate things in my life. So it's taking a lot of time to deal with these business people. He's got me dealing with business people now, and it's all good.
Yes,
I just want
God.
To encourage liberal Democrat with the word that God had given him. The word was a timely word.
Yes,
because it's necessary for us to go through the, as it were, trial by fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It'll bring out the best in us.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to that word, and I was repeating what you said, because when it
yes,
comes
sir.
From God, you acknowledge that God is talking.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You acknowledge that God is talking, brother, and I'm telling you, God was speaking through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Huh?
And so I'm grateful because God knows what to say to his people.
Yes, sir. Huh? Hallelujah, Holy
My
Ghost.
God
Hallelujah.
From heaven.
Huh?
Ah, glory
that's
to God.
Right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
God
that's
knows
right.
what to say to his people because he
yeah,
can
yeah,
see
yeah, 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 yeah.
where they are and he can see where they're going.
Hallelujah. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
And so,
Hallelujah.
So, Evangelist Bernard, I'm glad you chose this man of God. I'm glad the Holy Ghost quickened your spirit to have him on because truly it was a choice from the Lord Jesus Christ.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right, Holy Ghost. I see that.
It was a choice from God.
Hallelujah, Lord. I receive that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
So I'm just praying that as God takes me into these arenas of dealing with business people, that I would be wise in dealing with them, you know.
Yes.
That I would know how to share Jesus. I would show the character. They're watching me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I have to do what's right. In God's sight and in their sight. So these are wealthy people that God has me dealing with now. So I mean very wealthy. So I have to do things God's way.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
So the word was on point because they're watching you. They can see that you belong to Christ. You don't even have
That's
to open
right.
your mouth. They know you belong
you
to Christ.
To open your
That's,
mouth.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it's God everything is going to. I'm sorry?
I said God knows those that are his.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
God.
That's right.
You have to
so
open your mouth.
That's it. That's it.
Mm.
Just
but
be
and
light.
And
you should be a light.
That's it. A light.
A light.
So they know who belong to God too.
Yes,
that's
God.
It.
That's why your conduct, not just your words, but your conduct.
Yes, God.
Has to be pleasing in God's sight.
Thank
Come on
God.
Now.
So
Thank
it was
God.
An on-time word. I received that word. I was just talking to somebody else and said, look, God has given me a white garment, and I want to keep it clean.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
He's given me a white garment. I want to keep it clean.
Yes, God. Yes,
Glory
God. Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm
That's
not going
right,
to take too much. I'm not going to take too much time because I got to go. But I want to say, Evangelist
Amen.
Bernard, I love you, liberal
Thank
Democrat.
You.
I love you, everybody that's listening. I love you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I have some
God.
Other things to do, but I just bless God for the
Amen.
Program. And no
Thank
weapon
you.
Formed against
yes,
you shall
God.
Prosper.
All right,
Amen.
The enemy cannot curse who God have blessed.
Yes, God. All right. I'm going to see that, Holy Ghost. Thank God. That's all right. That's all right. Hold on.
Shaka.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Feel God now. I feel my help coming on now.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what kind of spell, what kind of vex, what kind of hex. I don't care what somebody speak. Balaam tried to speak a curse over the children of Israel, but it shall not be so. Even
That's
the curse that they speak will turn into a blessing.
That's right. That's
If they try to, it can't be reversed.
That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
God from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
It cannot be reversed. Once God commands the blessing, it cannot be reversed.
That's right. That's right.
God from glory.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I feel God in here.
That's all right. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord of God. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, thank you.
So I just bless God for you.
Man of God, we just want you to know we are your family.
Amen.
You are part of our family, and that's how much we love and appreciate you.
Glory to God. Just a quick testimony. The lady from St. Lucia, she got the job at the five-star resort in St. Lucia. She got the job.
All right.
She didn't have a job. God gave me a word of knowledge to say go to that hotel and get a job at a five-star hotel that charges $400 to $500 per night.
My Lord.
She got the job. She starts December 1st.
That's all right.
Glory to God. So God is blessing his people. And I just want to say, anybody who needs a job out there, believe God. Go get the job that you want, because God is blessing his people.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
One more thing, woman of God. I remember you, and you reminded me that I think you said Sister Evangelist Darlene Davis has a prayer, you said, remind you or something like that on a Tuesday or something like that night.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene, I want her to give her information out. She has a prayer line that she hosts on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you. Woman of God, we want you to get out of the Carolinas. So come on back on, Prophetess Darlene. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. God bless. I truly was blessed by the man of God. I said, woo, fire. So I thank God for the word. When we think it's over, it's not over. Hallelujah. That's why I stay to the end. Because you never know. I said, woo, I thought it was over. So I thank God I quit that nugget. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
It pays to stay to the end. I used to stay to the end when I was in the world at the party. So I stayed to the end. So I hear the music sometime when the music is playing. I'm still on. God is not finished blessing us, and I thank God for that. Thank God for every word that's spoken on my prayer line. I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Okay. Prayer line number is 712. It's the same number that you just repeated yesterday, but my code number is 712-432-1500, and my code is 211-4. The same number that the man of God, 712-432-1500, but my code is 211-498. That's the same number you did yesterday that you ran off, right?
Amen. Amen. Exactly. And what I'll do is I'll put it in.
Let me tell Prophet Davis, Prophet Michael Davis, we're doing a 6-hour telethon on the 6th of December. And we certainly, if your schedule permits, we'd like to invite you to come on. It's going to be a 6-hour telethon on a Friday night at midnight to 6 that morning. So we want to extend an invitation for you to come on. We're going to have about 15 to 20 minutes for speakers to expound upon a word to our audience. So we certainly want you, if you're able to be a part of that telethon, to join us, Prophet Michael. But those of you
Ken, come on. Can you give them the time, Prophetess Darlene, for your line?
Yes. Once again, 712-432-1500, and the code number is 211-498. And it's on Tuesday nights at 8 and Saturday nights at 8. Saturday night is overflow night.
Now, is that Eastern time or Pacific? Like,
that's North Carolina time, so that would be, what time would it be for y'all? It would be 4 o'clock.
Where you at right this second? What time is it where you at right now?
Right now it's 6:08.
Okay, so
you're
on East Coast time. I think you're on
East
Coast time.
I'm so sorry. Y'all got to get me used to this because I'm used to just talking to
that's all right.
People. But God has graduated me now, and I have to say Eastern time, North. Y'all, thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Because you have people calling in hours late. They're like, hey, amen.
Yes,
it's over.
Yes. I'm so sorry. See, God's
that's
taking
all right.
me from one place to another. To God be the glory. I'm used to talking to one group of people, and
the Bible says your gift shall make room for you, right, and bring you before
praise
great
God.
Men. So it's expanding your borders and your territory, right? So, amen. That's a
hallelujah.
Beautiful thing.
All right.
Amen.
Fall.
So
it's
hallelujah.
Easter time. All right. Thank
hallelujah.
You, God. Hallelujah. We thank God. To God
Darlene, I want you to know that I'm going to put your information on our profile sheet on Blog Talk Radio. So when people see my information, I'm going to also let them know and put you in affiliation with us, and it'll be on our profile sheet. So when they access my Blog Talk profile, they'll also see your prayer line with your information on it, okay?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
And for those of you all that can support and you have availability and you're free on Tuesday evening, today is Tuesday, so she'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern time. That's 5 o'clock, which is in about 2 more hours, California time. And I will be on there today with you, Prophetess Darlene. So her line is about prayer, so they do a lot of praying. They're not on there to minister the word. They're on there to pray. Amen. So however she conducts her line, you just govern yourselves accordingly. So we certainly thank God for this woman of God that's out of North Carolina. So thank God for you, Prophetess Darlene. We thank
praise
God for
the Lord.
Lady.
Can I say,
go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Can I say something?
Yes.
It is a prayer line, but the Lord moves and the prophetic, and he does move in other ways, especially
okay.
on Saturday night. That's why we call it overflow. And so
okay.
to God be the glory. But I thank God for y'all.
All right.
And I thank God for y'all supporting, and I love y'all. God bless.
Amen. Well, we want to also tell you we're starting our 21-day fast on December the 1st, which is this Sunday. At midnight to 4, so we'll be giving you some more information, but we're starting December the 1st, amen, and we're going to get this 21-day fast going, and then we'll go on into our holiday season. Remember the telethon. Liberal Democrat will be getting together a flyer, and we'll be able to post that on the social media, on Twitter, and also on Facebook, so you'll be able to get the information. We will also have the committing to this telethon. Now, we don't expect you to be on the whole 6 hours, but I tell you, if you make a sacrifice, come on, you won't get bored. And we're
that's
also
right.
going to see if Lady Rosalind is available, and even her husband, Pastor Dwayne Morris out of Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to see if they're available. So we're going to have like 15, 20-minute slots for the ministers and the prophetess to come online and pray or give us a word. We're going to have many Bible classes, so there won't be 30 minutes in an hour where you won't get bored. We're going to keep it moving smoothly. So we also
yes,
want you to know that Liberal Democrats have broken some of these messages down where they'll be on YouTube. So we're God is doing some great things in this ministry. So stay tuned, keep your seatbelts on, and stay on board.
because God has taken us somewhere. And we are going to reach as many souls. I want you all to also know in December that we're going to be commemorating 2 years anniversary on Blog Talk. So the whole month of December, we will be talking, we will be celebrating 2 years where we have reached over 64,000 listeners in 2 years.
Hallelujah. Time. That's all right, Holy Ghost. That's all right.
Something. God bless you all. We thank you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to close out with Donald Lawrence. Encourage yourself. We'll see you on tomorrow. And we'll be on tomorrow. All Thanksgiving Day long. God bless you all. Encourage yourself. Go back and listen to this message in its entirety, and you are certainly going to be blessed. God bless you all. Have a great day.